Hare Krishna. If we don't recognize the mind, it will make us unrecognizable to ourselves. Recognizing the mind means understanding which voice is coming from whom, which desire is our genuine desire, and which desire is the prodding of the mind. Which suggestion is coming from the super soul, from our higher intelligence, and which is coming from the lower mind. So recognizing this can sometimes seem to be like a very troublesome business. Oh, how can I, there are so many different voices, how can I know which voice is which? It's very difficult to recognize. Yes, it may be true that it is difficult to recognize, but you also know that if we don't recognize the mind, then we will get into far more difficulties. The mind will impel us to act in ways that will make us unrecognizable to ourselves. The mind may make us angry, and in a fit of anger, we may speak such things that we may ourselves wonder if suppose we burst out something in anger and if someone records that and gives the recording to us, and if we hear that, we may ourselves be shocked. How could I have spoken such words? Who is this person who spoke this? It can't be me. Who is this? We'll ourselves be shocked by the way we behave, the way we speak, the kind of person we become. So this happens when we give into the mind, because the mind is often filled with many negative impressions, many negative desires, and those, when we give into them, that brings out the worst within us. Such worse things that we didn't even know that they existed within us. That's why we have to be extremely cautious when we deal with the mind, that we don't let the mind, we don't let ourselves be carried away by the mind. By recognizing that the mind is at least at present dangerous, we have to curb it. And Krishna urges us the same thing when he says that Bandhuratmaatmanastasya yenatmaimatmanajitah anatmanastu shatrutve varte tatmaiva shatruvat. Bandhur atmaatmanastasya. So bandhur, the mind is the friend for one who has controlled the mind. Yenatmaivatmanajitah, one who has controlled the mind, one who has won over the mind. Anatmanastu shatrutve. But for one who has failed to control the mind remains the enemy. So Krishna is saying, indicating here, Vartet Atmaiva Shatruvat. He will remain. So by default, at least at present, the mind tends to be our enemy. And that's why we have to be careful. So although recognizing the mind is not easy, but if we recognize the consequences of not recognizing the mind, that the mind will make us behave in such ways that we will become unrecognizable to ourselves. We will start thinking, who is this person? And when we start behaving in regrettable ways, then quite often people lose trust in us. What to speak of people losing trust and respect for us, we will lose respect for ourselves. How could I have done such a thing? It can affect our self-confidence, our morale, and it can affect our own, we will fall down in our own eyes. Now, if we don't have respect for ourselves, not in the sense that we think we are great, but that we are individuals of integrity and we can act with integrity. If we lose that, then it will be very difficult for us to move onwards in doing anything in our life constructively, be it in our material life or our spiritual life. So by thus recognizing the seriousness of the consequences of not recognizing the mind, we can sharpen our intelligence, cultivate the necessary gravity, and look within. And whenever we start getting some suggestions which we know are contrary to scripture, which we know are are actually anti-devotional or anti-moral, then we can immediately understand this is the mind. And that way, by sharpening our intelligence with scripture, we can recognize the mind and thus prevent ourselves from self-defeating behavior. Protect ourselves from that kind of behavior, and rather by recognizing the mind, by catching it before it impels us to do wrong, we will be able to gradually, by using our intelligence, bring out the best from within ourselves and thus become the wonderful, principled, quality-filled individuals that we can be as souls, as parts of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.